Couple Next Door, Thursday, July 17, script number 144. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
How about another cup of coffee, Barbara?
Oh, I don't think so, thanks.
What time is it?
4 o'clock.
Oh, good heavens. Good heavens, I've got to get back out to the farm. Where's my child?
Oh, she's playing outside with Betsy.
Say, listen. Why don't I take Betsy back out with me tonight? She gets along so well with Jamie.
Oh, I don't know whether she would or not, Barbara. She stayed overnight with Mary Lou Kendall, but that's only 2 houses away.
Oh, she'd love it. Let me keep her for a couple of days, and then you won't have to worry about what to do with her if the baby arrives in the middle of the night.
Well, I don't know if she'd go, Barbara. It'd be wonderful for her.
Well, I can ask her. Betsy, come in here, dear.
Now, all she needs is just some shorts. Don't pack any good clothes.
All right.
All the children play in the barn and the haymow.
Uh-huh.
Hi, dear.
Listen, Mrs. Smith wondered if you'd like to go out to their farm and spend a couple of days with Jamie.
I think you'd have a good time, Betsy. All the animals out there.
Out there, Jane, you got cows?
Oh, yes. And I got chickens and pigs, too.
Cows and chickens and pigs, goodness.
And I got a dog and 6 cats.
6 cats? Well, would you like to go, Betsy?
Oh, yes, Mommy. Could I?
Well, I guess if you want to.
Oh, I do, Mommy. Please, can I? Please.
Oh, please.
Oh.
Yes, all right, all right. Let's go upstairs and pack your suitcase. Come on, girls.
What's the best way to relax? Well, a Turkish bath's good with a massage by a Swedish expert, followed by a cold bird and a bottle of rare wine. Yeah, but not all of us can afford those luxuries. So, here's the more practical alternative. Turn to CBS Radio and listen to Amos and Andy. In 1958, they bring you the same wonderful humor as always, plus the latest musical hits and famous guest stars on their Amos and Andy Music Hall. Now, you can tune in any night, Monday through Friday, or Saturday morning, for a very pleasant and relaxing session with Amos and Andy on most of these same stations. And then there's the Robert Q. Lewis Show. A lift-giving procession of songs and chuckles with Robert Q. himself at the helm, Judy Johnson and Richard Hayes close by to keep the songs coming, and Ray Block's orchestra dishing out the rhythms. So, for hearty fun set to music, dial Amos and Andy, then the Robert Q. Lewis Show on CBS Radio every night and Saturday.
Life is quiet around here with Betsy gone, huh?
Yeah. Well, she'd be in bed now anyhow. It's after 9.
Yeah, I know. Always seems funny without her.
I hope she's getting along all right.
Oh, darling, why wouldn't she? Yeah. She knows the Smiths well. She's played with Jeannie before. She'll have a wonderful time.
Well, I hope she stays covered tonight. She's always kicking the covers off.
Oh, look, darling, this hot weather won't matter if she does kick them off. She doesn't need anything over her anyhow.
There's probably more breeze out in the country, dear.
Now, darling, will you stop fussing about it?
Well, Barbara said the children played in the barn and all that in the haymow. Betsy's not used to being around farm animals. I hope a cow doesn't kick her or anything.
Now, just why should a cow kick her?
I don't know.
Boy, you know, you sound as bad as Eleanor Kendall when we took Mary Lou out to the cottage with us.
Well, I know, dear, but Betsy's never really been that far away from us before.
Well, what is it out there, 3 or 4 miles?
4 miles.
Oh, that's what Pete says. We can't keep her tied to apron strings forever. She's got to get used to being a little independent.
I know. Frankly, I thought she wouldn't even want to go, but the minute I asked her, she was so excited. Oh, please, please, yeah. Mommy, you know how she does.
You know what's the matter with you?
What?
You're the one who's being the baby. Your feelings were just a little bit hurt that she was so anxious to go. Huh? How about it?
Yeah. Well, maybe I ought to just call out there and see if everything's all right.
Oh, honey, I tell you, she's asleep by now.
Well, that's fine. I hope she is. I'll just talk to Barbara and see if Betsy's behaving herself. That's all. Get the Scrabble game out and I'll be right with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, operator, give me... Oh, wait a minute here. Willow Corner 598M. Yes, please.
Boy, I don't know what you're going to do when Betsy's older and wants to go away to camp, or when she goes to college or after college. She wants to take one of those student tours to Europe.
Well, I know what I'm going to do then. I'll be the one who says she can go, and you will be the one who says certainly not. She's far too young.
Good day, good day.
Hello? Oh, hello, Barbara. How's my child behaving? Oh, fine.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Aren't asleep yet. Oh, yes, sure. Let me talk to her. I'll bet, yeah. Okay. Girls are chattering like magpies. They've had a pillow fight. They've been up and down getting drinks of water, you know,
yeah,
so forth.
Sure, sure.
Hello, dear. How are you?
How's
that? Having a good time?
Yeah, what's
your name? Oh, wonderful. You saw what, dear? Oh, my goodness.
let me talk to her. Let me talk to her.
Yeah, Daddy wants to say hello to you, dear. Well, hold on a second.
Hi. Well, how's my girl? Deserting your father, huh? Yeah, I got home tonight and you weren't here. Well, I certainly miss you. Dear. Pretty lonesome without my girl around here, I want to tell you.
I don't think you ought to stay that, dear.
How long are you going to stay out there? 2 whole days? Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you're having a good time. Now, look, you go to sleep like a good girl. Yeah. Good night, darling. Yeah, she's right here.
Good night, Betsy. All right, darling. Yes. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Well, she certainly doesn't miss us.
No.
Funny, isn't it? All the things you do for them, and they're just glad to get away from you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, come on. Let's play a game of Scrabble, and then we'll go to bed.
I want to go home.
Oh, my goodness, it's the middle of the night, Betsy. It's 1:30.
I don't care. I want to go home.
Don't you like it out here with us?
No.
Oh, now, you and Jenny had such a good time playing, and you love the cows and the pigs and the baby cat.
I want my mommy.
But your mommy's sound asleep now, dear.
I want to call her up.
Oh, now, you can't telephone your mommy in the middle of the night, darling. She's asleep. You don't want to wake her up, do you?
Yes.
Oh, but you talked to her before you went to sleep, and you told her you were having such a good time.
I don't care. I want to go home.
Well, look, honey, look. If you want to go home, I'll take you back into town tomorrow. So you just stop worrying about it.
I want to go home now. Please. Oh, please.
But, Betsy, dear, I can't drive back into town now. Oh, now. Come on. Here, throw your nose. There. That's the girl. Now, let me wipe your eyes. There we are. Now. Would you feel better if I lay down on the bed with you?
Yes.
All right.
What's the matter with her, Mommy?
Oh, she's just a little homesick.
Why?
Now, never mind, Jane. You go to sleep yourself. Now, Betsy, I'm right here. And you try to go to sleep, too. And tomorrow, I'll take you back home.
I want to go home now.
Well, I know how you feel because when I was a little girl, I went to stay with a friend overnight, and I got homesick, too. And I cried and cried and wanted to go home. And you know what happened? Well, when morning came, everything looked so much different in the daylight, and they said, all right, come on, we'll take you home. And you know what I said?
No, what?
I said, go home. I don't want to go home. I'm having fun.
Wasn't that funny of me?
Yes.
Well, I'll bet that's just what'll happen to you. You'll wake up and, oh, you'll see that little baby calf outside and I'll say, come on, Betsy, let's go home. And you'll say, home? I don't want to go home. I'm having fun.
No, I won't. I want to go home. I want to go home now. Please. Oh, please. I want to go my mommy.
Well, all right, then. Come on. Oh, darling,
Betsy, please don't cry like that, sweetheart. Yes, well, just a minute, dear. Let me ask Daddy. Should we drive out and get her?
What, it's 2:00 in the morning?
Oh, I don't know what to do. She's got everybody awake out there. I can hear Bill Smith in the background, and he doesn't sound too pleased. Maybe we better go get her now, dear.
Absolutely not. Now, look, I know it's hard. It's hard on the Smiths, too.
But even Barbara said if we went out there now, we'd certainly be doing the wrong thing.
I bet she'll remember this night all her life.
Darling, it's an experience everybody has to go through. You're going to make things so easy for Betsy, she never learns how to be the least bit independent?
No, I know.
Yeah, let me talk to her. Give that thing here. I'll talk to her. Betsy, now look here, young lady. You're listening? You are to stop your crying, and you are to go right to sleep.
Oh.
You understand? We are not coming out now. We'll drive out in the morning. Good night, Betsy, dear.
Well, I just hope we're doing the right thing.
We are, we are. We most definitely are. You'll see in the morning.
It isn't the easiest job in the world, bringing up a daughter, but you mothers know where to look for the right kind of advice. Right in the pages of Good Housekeeping. The new August Good Housekeeping, for instance, has more really valuable lessons on teaching little ladies to take responsibility and be courteous, combined with children's wash and wear fashions. And in the same issue, there's sensational reading in the revealing inside story of Mike Todd. What kind of a man was he, and what was his attraction for the world's most glamorous women? Women like Joan Blondell and Elizabeth Taylor. How did he manage to make and lose fortunes overnight and go from notoriety to fame? Be sure to read I'll Tell You About Mike Todd, written from notes by Art Cohn, the man who died in the same plane. It's going to be published as a book, and everybody will be talking about it. Something else very much worth talking about, also in August Good Housekeeping, is the reducing plan that keeps you cool while you take off pounds and inches. It's the North Pole Slenderizing Plan and Melon Berry Diet, a refreshing diet of frosty fruits and filling proteins. What's more, this is one reducing plan you can really have confidence in because it comes from Good Housekeeping, the magazine that is equipped with the fully staffed institute and laboratories to investigate every claim, every product in its pages. Be sure to get your copy of the August Good Housekeeping magazine today.
I can't tell you, Barbara, how sorry I am you had all this trouble with her.
Yes, yes. And so we better get right out here early and trick her up.
Where is she? Well, I think she's sitting over there behind the corn crib. She won't talk to anybody. She wouldn't eat any breakfast. Oh, dear, I was so sure she'd feel better this morning.
Yeah, we'll go talk to her. You better get your family fed.
All right. Now, come back in and have some coffee with her.
All right, Barbara, we will. Betsy? Come on, dear. There she is.
Yeah.
Dear?
Betsy! Well, hi.
Hi. You come to get me?
Why, yes, sure we did, honey.
Do you still want me, too?
What? Still want you? What do you mean, honey? Of course we want you.
Haven't you had the new baby yet?
Well, no, dear, not yet. Honey, what is it, darling? Tell Mommy.
Huh? I thought you were giving me away to the Smith.
Giving you away to the Smith?
Well, Betsy, darling, why would we do a thing like that?
Because you were getting a new baby and didn't want me anymore.
Oh, my goodness, not want you, darling.
Oh, Betsy, give you away, honey.
Yes,
well, I'd like
honey.
To see anybody try and take you away from your mommy and daddy.
My goodness, where's my handy come to, Mommy, darling? What, dear? Mommy just thought you'd enjoy a little trip to the country. See the cows and the chickens and pigs. And Mrs. Smith is going to take you over to the county fair today and ride on the merry-go-round and the Ferris wheel.
The merry-go-round?
Yes, honey,
oh.
Sure.
Oh, can I stay, Mommy, please? Oh, pretty please.
Boy. Well, I'll tell you what. You can stay if you apologize to the Smith and if you stay the 2 days that you were invited and if you behave the way your mommy and daddy expect you to when you're a guest.
Oh, I will, Daddy, I will.
All right.
Go ask Mrs. Smith if she still wants you. Mm-hmm. No longer. Oh, dear. Poor child.
Boy, I tell you, you think you're doing the right thing, and wham, it boomerangs right back at you.
I know, dear, I know.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Francie Myers, Augusta Dabney, and Eileen Merritt. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. Listen again tomorrow at the same time to The Couple Next Door.